Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 28th of June 2025. Today's topic is, Why Worry? Our text is taken from Matthew chapter 6 verses 27 through 34. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Verse 29. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? Or, What shall we drink? Or, Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Key verse, Matthew chapter 6 verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. The word worry stands for, worry does not get your problems solved. So why worry? W, wasted. O, opportunities of. R, rest. R, restoration and. Y, usefulness. Worry does not change your situation. So why worry? Worry does not bring you closer to God. So why worry? When you allow worry in your life, you open the door for discouragement, murmuring, hopelessness, self-pity, and even sickness. When you are worried, you can't pray, neither can you praise God. Worry crowds your heart and hinders you from growing. It blindfolds you from seeing better things that God has in store for you. Instead of worrying whenever you are troubled, 1. Take time to read and meditate on God's promises. 2. Recount the goodness of God. Don't ever forget how He helped you in the past. 3. Pray earnestly, casting all your cares on Him, for He cares. 4. Speak the words of faith and hold on to His never-failing promises. Remember, worry will only increase your burden, but prayers will remove the burden. Prayer for today. Lord Jesus, guide me to know you more each day and discover my true purpose in life. Amen. Further reading, 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 15 through 18. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.